Listen to a radio presenter and his guests talking about ancient China and ancient Rome. Then, tick the topics they mention. Cross the topics that they do not mention.
Hello, I'm your radio presenter, Jane Miller, from BW90 FM. I've got two special guests today. Both of them are great historians. They are Mark Simpson and Carla Woodland. First of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Mark, I want to start with you. You published a book about the history of ancient China. We know that it was one of the longest-lasting civilizations in the history of the world. What can you say about the daily life in ancient China?
Well, the majority of people were farmers. They lived in small villages with their families and worked very hard. Farmers kept animals like goats, chickens, and pigs. They took care of the fields where they grew crops. Rice was the main crop for them. The father of the house ruled the family, and the mother raised the children. The family members respected their elders.
What about school? Did the ancient Chinese attend school?
Unfortunately, only wealthy boys could go to school.
Now, I want to ask you a question, Carla. Can you tell us something about ancient Rome?
I can say that ancient Rome was a very powerful civilization in Europe. There were different classes, such as slaves, farmers, soldiers, lawyers, teachers, etc. Slaves weren't free people.
Was the family unit important to the Romans?
Yes, the father was the head of the family, but the mother had a strong position too. Another point is all the children in ancient Rome went to school. However, private teachers taught wealthy children. Other children went to public schools.
Thanks for the information. We'll come back after a short break. Stay with us.